Howdy, howdy, howdy once again, my friends. George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've got our good friend, Commander Furman, from who is running for District 28, Congressional District 28. Commander Jay Furman is running against the incumbent, Congressman Cuellar, Henry Cuellar. And most of the district reaches from a little bit in Bexar County here in San Antonio all the way down to Laredo. Laredo, Webb County, is the heart of it. However, I wanted to get him on because apparently Commander Furman has been made aware of some irregularities in the voting that I think we need to be aware of, folks. Commander Furman, thank you very much for taking time to be with us this evening.
Of course, George. As always, my favorite radio host or commentator. You have such a great listenership and they're well informed, and I thought y'all needed to know this. So thanks for having me on, sir.
You got it. Tell us, what is going on?
Well, George, I'm afraid to report that I think the ghost of the Duke of Duval and LBJ is still stirring around Webb County, Texas. And I don't say that lightly. But I do reference the historic corruption in this county. No more does that represent itself in an electoral process that is stilted towards one party or another. There's a basic right in this world, in this American world, or our America. It's a free and fair election, guarantees all other rights. No matter what your politics are, you should hold that sacred above every other American ideal, except for one nation under God. Let me just say what's going on after that preamble. We were made aware, as of Wednesday evening last week, I started getting reports from voters individually calling into the campaign and saying, I don't understand it. I went in to vote for you, but I did not find your name on the ballot. I saw Henry Cuellar, your competitor's name on the ballot, and every other person, but I noticed your name was not on the ballot, and I don't understand it. I said, well, okay, that sounds like an anomaly. We took your name and number, and then another one called, and then another one called. After about a dozen calls, George, I started connecting the dots into more of less of an anomaly and more of a
pattern,
a critical
definitely.
flaw in the system. And it was pointed only at me. It was the same report over and over again. I saw Henry's name, not yours, Jay. What gives? And furthermore, when we try to undervote, not vote for any candidate in 28, we couldn't. The system wouldn't let us go through to print, and we tried to do that. And the only way we could print and complete our ballot was selecting Henry. So that's the report we've gotten over and over and over again, and it kind of, you know, it came in throughout the whole week, and we started cataloging and recording, notified Secretary of State's office, notified the Republican Texas Republican Party, soon after notified the Republican National Committee, and then we have now more intensely been pulsing the voters on whether they see my name in the ballot or not. And since we've collected dozens of other people that haven't seen my name on the ballot, same story. And then we thought, well, this is not just perhaps a software flaw, because now we have dozens. So then we used another method to reach out to voters. And specifically on a specific early voting day, George. And on this day that I'm referring to, we got back, the results aren't completely in, but we got back, 50, in that one day that said, no, we didn't see your name on the ballot. So we're talking, very
50.
High number here. And if this is a representative sample, right, of course, not everybody's going to respond to our solicitation for help. to you know, what their experience was. Not everybody is you know, on our side, you know, for that matter. So and so it, you know, it's if you extrapolate what this means in the greater population, you know, certainly we are not receiving everybody's complaint that they didn't see my name on the ballot, or probably more the case, probably most people didn't notice. And so very concerning. And this is kind of pernicious, this ballot flaw, because it's only displaying on the electronic ballot the one name, my competitor. But then if you go, if you hit print and they had to select my competitor, then that's what will print out on the report. It won't print out the fact that my name was missing. And, you know, even if you could undervalue vote it, because not everybody has told us they had to select Henry, but they, you know, everybody that has we've talked to has said, hey, we couldn't find your name anywhere. And, you know, that won't show up on the paper ballot. That won't show up, you know, in a ballot trail audit of the paper ballots. It can only be captured in the moment. And so what I need everybody to pass to, everybody who hasn't voted yet. I'm asking two things of your audience, George. I'm asking the People's Army, the conservative listeners of this broadcast and just your entire fan base, and nationwide we need to be aware of this, because I realize you have a coast-to-coast massive group of supporters, that we need to capture it at the moment. If there is a problem with your ballot, you stop voting right then, you call the election judge over, and you say, hey, this is what I see. Do you confirm? There's no other, this person's name is not on the ballot. And in my case, Webb County, if you are voting in Webb County, my name's on your ballot. Full stop. There's no, you know, there's no, I have the entire county. And so it is incredibly important that then that you demand that election judge document what they see, sign the document, give you a copy of the document before they change anything. And make sure you get a correct, you know, if the ballot's not correct, I would stop it right there. It's a spoiled ballot. If they're somehow able to, and I've heard reports of this, able to fix the ballot, and I don't know what that involves, and I don't even know if that was involving my name missing. I've heard told of some other names that have been missing. And perhaps that is a precinct thing. But it is clear, and we have dozens and dozens of affidavits expressing this about my name being absent from the ballot. And we have a huge, and we haven't worked through them all yet, we have a huge respondent pool responding to our Spanish only language request for help on this matter, and if they saw my name on the ballot. And the Spanish solicitation was a very big response. So I'll just say something is up down in Webb County, Texas. That's Laredo, Texas. That is, as you well said, the population balance of District 28. Don't get discouraged. You should get activated. You should get motivated. If this is happening in a county near you, or if you are in fact in Webb County, we need to jealously protect our vote. And so the way that we push back against this and make sure it never happens again is, first, get somebody in office that's not going to stand for this and going to fix the problem. And number two, right now, we have to go to the ballot and make sure that the name is there. And if it's not, get it recorded. And then contact our office, please. Contact the RNC, protect the texas.protectthevote.com, or protect the Texas Election Network, and that's texaselectionnetwork.org. But at the very minimum, you call our campaign and let us know that happened. You know, I'll just say this, George. Not only should we jealously protect this most sacred right of ours, we if we don't do it this time, we may not get another time to do it. It might be one and done. You know, the last time that California had a contested election in its statewide elections was right before they brought all the illegal aliens and gave them asylum and put them immediately on the voter poll. That's what's happening this time. So there's a legal path of citizenship in our country, and it's not what just happened the last 3.5 years. What happened the last 3.5 years is unsustainable, and it is something that will lead to our desolation really quickly, because it's called weaponized mass migration. It's the most deadly attack you can receive as a Western nation. It's killed more Western nations in history than any other thing. And it's an insidious attack that gets you from the inside out. Basically, it's a Trojan horse of enemies hiding amongst a greater population or something else that comes into your country and then deploy from within. So that's a problem. This election is how we stop this. This election is how we bring sanity back to our country. This election is how we protect our children's future. If you didn't vote this Tuesday, then you're part of the problem. And I'll just admit, we've all been part of the problem. We've all not been as active as citizens as we need to be. That describes everybody, because we've been blessed. We've been so comfortable in our success as Americans. Well, that is rare, rare, rare. We should just look to our neighbors to the south, the present day Mexico, that is under siege by its government and by a criminal element that is running the country, and by foreign countries that use that country as a proxy to attack America. So vote. Make sure your vote counts. Make sure when you walk in there, I would encourage everybody to take a sample ballot in with them and to know who should be on that ballot.
Yep.
Go to who is my electedleader.com, and you can type in your address and it'll spit out who your elected leaders are or your district. So you'll see what district you are. If you're not in Webb County, you know, there are like Bexar County. So I have reports of Bexar County ballot being wrong. So if you are going into Bexar County, go in, find out what your district is. I have south of I-35, north of I-10, and well, anyways, it's the southeastern quadrant of Bexar County, all the way to the south to 281. And then there's some, you know, odd cutouts in the middle of the city. But, you know, if you go in there and there's like, you know, other congressional races around you and you don't see any congressional race on your ballot, well, then you know something's up. And I've heard that report. But the biggest report we're getting, and this takes citizens to make sure our elections are correct, informed and active citizens of conscience. That my name is not on the ballot. And Webb County is the one we're getting the most complaints about that. It is incredibly important that someone doesn't steal your vote. Let me be clear. What is happening here, Americans, South Texans, is they are stealing from you. They are stealing your kids' future. They are stealing your most precious thing that you bleed for, that you sweat for, that you hope in for the future of your family. They are stealing that. Do not let them take that out of your pocket. Do not let them break into your house by stealing your vote, because that is what's happening. Incredibly important that we are vigilant. So I need everybody, or I'm humbly requesting everybody within ears of this broadcast and within George Rodriguez's reach, to reach out to everybody they know. Not only get them to activate and to vote, but make sure that they know what to do before they get in there. Make sure they know to stop the voting and have the election judge come over and immediately tell record and witness and record before they change anything what you see, so we can get documented record of that. And then also reach out to everybody and ask them, hey, did this happen to you? Did you see Jay Furman's name on your ballot if you're in Webb County? And if not, then please have them call us. Incredibly important that they do that. We're in this together, and we're at a point where we have to depend on each other in this time. It's let's just say the people are under siege and by leaders who have not represented our interests. I don't care what your politics are. That's everybody. And I'll end with that. Sorry.
We're gonna let you go, but we need to emphasize once again, folks, that if Jay Furman's name does not appear on your ballot, do something about it. Say something. Say something immediately, right then and there.
Jay, don't just trust the election workers to tell them. All right. You make sure you get it documented, and you walk out with a copy, and then contact us.
You got it.
All right. So, you can do that. The easiest way to do that is just if you can send us an email. You can say info@commander.com.
Where do they contact you? All right. So, Commander, if somebody has a question or a complaint, where can they call or who can they contact?
Yes, sir. 210-701-1097. 210-701-1097. You can always find us at commanderfurman.com or firehenryquayer.com.
Excellent, excellent. And that number is your number, right?
Yes, sir.
You got it. Once again, folks, there it is. We've got to be sure that the election is fair, and let's make sure that the people's names that are candidates are on there. Commander Furman, thank you very much for taking time to be with us. We're going to get this word out this evening, and we want to make sure that by Tuesday people know that they need to be on the watch.
Thank you, sir. Excellent. Get everybody out Tuesday.
You got it.
Blessings. Take care.
Once again, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.